This is Living the RV Dream, episode 253 for Friday, September 2nd, 2022.
I'm riding in my RV, wherever I want to be, 'cause I'm free in my RV.
Hello, happy campers, hello, fellow pelican heads, and happy travelers around the world, full-timers, part-timers, boondockers, van dwellers, weekend warriors, schoolie builders. Did I miss one? In any case, here we are. We've spent one whole week in California now, after, you know, we hadn't been to California since 2019, and it's still beautiful, What a beautiful state. Of course, when we last spoke, last Thursday, we were in Bakersfield at Orange Grove RV Park and Resort, as they call it. And it's that park that I stayed in winter. I think it was sometime in February 2019. And each site has its own orange tree. But I guess it wasn't the season. When I was here in February, all the trees, you know, they had beautiful, very sweet oranges. And now they were all, they're like hard and dry, and I guess it is not the season. Otherwise, this would have been just the idea was to boondock our way through as much as possible. But, you know, that's not always possible when the temperature outside is 110 degrees, you know. So from there, we had a sponsored stay. And you will see a video about that in about a month at Paso Robles. At Sun Outdoors Paso Robles, and as you know, Paso Robles is a wine region, very famous wine region in California, and they also have great breweries, and it's beautiful out there. And the good thing in California, you know, it's been blue skies for the whole week. I mean, we had one rainy day, one cloudy day, not even a little bit of that marine layer that sometimes you get in the morning close to the ocean, but. Let me tell you, great weather, especially near the ocean. And I mean, in Paso Robles, it got a little warm in the afternoon. And by the way, I'm reliably informed now it's pronounced Paso Robles, although the Spanish brain in me wants to pronounce it Paso Robles, but it is not. In any case, we went down to Pismo Beach, and we wanted to do like the closest areas, you know, like Cambria, Morro Bay, Pismo Beach. And it turns out that this couple from, I think they're from Atascadero, which is kind of halfway. They say, we have this favorite place in Pismo Beach. If you're up to it, you know, we'd like to invite you to lunch and whatnot. And this is what happens when someone invites us to lunch and whatnot. Timing is everything, you know. And we've had a couple more invitations as we're traveling north on the one here in California, and it's just been go, and no real plans, no real reservations. So I've had to, you know, say no to, I mean, as much as I would like to we should have done a meetup, but more about that later. I don't think we're gonna be able to do a meetup. But you know, we spent actually 5 nights there at Sun Outdoors Paso Robles, and it's mostly working. I'm doing a video about the RV resort too, and then we did a couple of day trips. Of course, we did that initial trip to Pismo Beach. By the way, pleasantly surprised. But let me go in order. We went to we decided to go to at least one winery, and the one problem with wineries, they close at 5 p.m. And sometimes we finish work at 2 or 3 p.m., so it's kind of hard to make it work to go to wineries. And let me tell you, there's hundreds of wineries in this area, so we could have really gone to at least one every day. But we only went to one, Union Sacre is called. It's in this area called Tin City, which is kind of like a touristy area just south of downtown Paso Robles. And then we went down into there's a central area, City Park, and there are a bunch of restaurants. And we went into this place that the name escapes me right now, but the food was really good. It's called Catch, and it's seafood. And I mean, it was heavy, but it was so good. and we had some sparkling wine, and yeah, it actually it was really good. We had a really good time that day. And then the next day, of course, we went to lunch in Pismo, and with this, you know, we it was this place, Ventana Grill. That's what it's called, Ventana Grill, and it's on this ridge right there. You know, this ridge right on the ocean, and there were hundreds, if not thousands, of West Coast brown pelicans, and yeah, I did a pelican head update from there, actually, as a matter of fact. And then from there, you know, we decided to see a little bit of that coastline. We went to, I've been informed, this is pronounced Avila, although also the Spanish brain in me wants to pronounce it Avila. But and that's the thing with names, it depends on the area of the United States where you are, whether they are going to pronounce it like you would in Spanish. Like if you go to Southern California, La Jolla. You know, it's spelled J-O-Y-A, and it's pronounced Hoya, because you pronounce it as it would be in Spanish. But in other places, like like Robles, Paso Robles, you know, the pronunciation gets anglicized, and it's always hard because you never know. I mean, I have kind of like a rule of thumb when it comes to New Mexico. Most likely, it's going to be the Spanish way. When it comes to Texas, most likely, it's going to be the English way, and then California. And others, Arizona. It depends what area of the state you are. Like if you are like in Tucson, the southern in Arizona, you are is going to be more the Spanish pronunciation. The northern you are in Arizona is going to be like more anglicized. You know what I mean? And it's always hard, and I always have to consult the internet, the book of knowledge, as you will. We went by Morro Bay as well on that same day after we had lunch. Morro Bay in the late afternoon. We actually got to drive all the way to the Rock, which the previous time we were there back in, I want to say 2011, 2012. I forget the exact date of that trip that we did with the California Cruiser back in the day. And then we went to this town called, and I'm going to call it the Spanish way, because I'm not exactly sure how it's pronounced, but it just sounds good in Spanish, Cayucos. We went to Cayucos, beautiful beach there, and the most beautiful thing about that beach is that in the distance you see the Morro Rock from Morro Bay, and I took some really good pictures in that area, and the whole California coast is so beautiful. We also went to one of the most famous breweries there in Paso Robles, Firestone Walker, a taproom restaurant. And they have this thing, you know, in Miami we have 305 till I die. Even we have a pit bull calls himself Mr. 305 and whatnot. Well, here in this area of California, they have the 805. And they're equally proud of their 805. People wear the t-shirts and all that. So that was really cool. We also went to this. It's temporary, but I think it's there to stay. This exhibition, it is called it's an experience. It is called Sensorio, and it's this field. I mean, the field is beautiful on its own right. It's these rolling hills with oak trees. I mean, it's stereotypical of that area of California. But someone decided that it would be a good idea to put thousands of little LED lights. I think they're LED lights, and they're transmitted by fiber optics to all the different points of light, and they're all solar powered, and the whole field it's lit up with these tiny little lights, and they're rotating colors, and it is actually quite beautiful. I wasn't sure what to expect, but it is a good experience. But as everything in California, have I said it yet? Everything. Not only the gas, everything is super expensive. I mean, it's like this experience at the Sensorio, $50 just per person, just to go in. I mean, it's something that, how long can you stay there? 1-2 hours, maybe. You see the lights, they're pretty, you enjoy the sunset. But, and then if you want to have a glass of wine, It's $15 for a glass of wine, and it's, you know, regular size glass of wine. So this place was very expensive. Everything around this, everything around where we've been has been a kind of on the pricey side. But you know, we're here. It's not like we're gonna stop enjoying things just because, you know. We'll save money in the third quarter of the year, I suppose. And the other thing that we did, one last thing, we went back to Pismo because everybody had recommended this place called Splash Cafe. And they're supposed to have one of the best clam chowder, but they serve it on a sourdough bowl. So it's a clam chowder on a sourdough bowl, sourdough bread. And that was actually really good. We also had some lobster rolls, but I mean, we've been to Vermont and Maine, so it was good, but it wasn't as good as we were expecting. It was larger than we were expecting, but you know, that quantity to price ratio, it was a good deal. we went to Splash Cafe, and we, you know, we took a stroll along the boardwalk there. It was a pleasant surprise out of this whole trip. Now, what have we been doing for the past 2 days? Well, we've been driving up the coast. I mean, we had these three choices to drive up, and two of them I had already done. One of them, Illy, had kind of already done with me a part of it back when we did the California Cruiser. And the other one we've never done, but the one that we've never done, it was the one that it was 110 degrees in the valley there, you know, going through Bakersfield, Fresno, Modesto, Manteca, Stockton, Sacramento, and then, you know, to take the route to Oregon. I mean, the point is, we have another sponsored stay in Oregon in about a week, not even 5 days. So after much deliberation, the 305 was the second choice, yeah, 305, the Eastern Sierra Scenic Byway. It's beautiful. It's a beautiful drive, but not as much this time of the year. There's not a whole lot of snow left in the mountains this time of the year, and it's also a 100 degree plus drive, and it was a little out of the way since we were there already so far west at Paso Robles. So we decided to do what I call the PCH. They call it here the One, California Highway One, and we joined it at the town of Cambria, and that's where we joined the road. And let me tell you, there's so much to see. So it's one of those one of the most beautiful scenic byways in the United States, and it's the West Coast is so different from the East Coast. The East Coast, a lot of it is marshy, and there's no real coastal route unless you count like the Outer Banks and some of their coastal routes or A1A in Florida, but there's not a whole lot. This road goes for the most part hugging the Pacific Ocean, and you have all these mountains, you know, just dropping into the ocean. And yeah, we did Cambria. We didn't go into the Hearst Castle, which is this huge mansion, and everybody has, I mean, I've heard about it so many years ago. But first of all, in order to take commercial photography, if I were to do photography legally in there, I would have to ask for permission, and one day we'll do it. It takes at least half a day, I've heard, to explore the whole thing, and everybody tells me it is totally worth it. Like when we did the Biltmore Estate in North Carolina, is one of those. I think this would surpass the Biltmore Estate. But, you know, there's a couple of cool towns, and the farther north you go on that coast, the more scenic it becomes. You know, you have towns like St. Simeon, and I'm trying to look in my map here, because sometimes it is better to have a guide, right? Because St. Simeon is really cool. Actually, past St. Simeon is where you get to see the Hearst Castle from the road, and then you have this this beach right before Piedras Blancas. It's the Elephant Seal Vista Point, and you have all the elephant seals there, you know, just hanging out on the beach, hugging each other. They're very social creatures, apparently, and they're there. Sometimes there's more, sometimes there's less. This time of the year, there weren't as many. There's a bunch of trails there, by the way. And they even had an open house at the Piedras Blancas Lighthouse that you could do, you know. But it was a pretty long hike. And as I said, just to change things around, we are a little bit pressed for time on this section of the trip. And even though now we're going to spend 2 days here because circumstance. I'll let you know at the end of the show why we're spending two nights where we are. But bunch of towns, you know, sometimes some towns are just like a gas station like Gorda. And then you have the Big Sur area. And here, I think the most important thing is Makway Falls. And I was finally able to see Makway Falls. Normally, you would have to go into Julia Pfeiffer State Park and take the trail. There's a trail that takes you to a closer vista point. But what happens? Julia Pfeiffer burns. You are not allowed to come in with an RV. I mean, everything is very tight there. Maybe you can do a camper van or something like that. But there's a wayside on the main road where you can potentially stop and see it. They had it closed down, maybe because too many people try to do that. So what happens? I stopped at the next wayside and walked back to see Makway Falls. And there's another vista point from where you can see Makway Rocks, which are right next to Makway Falls. Another surprise, something I didn't remember about the one in California. Not very RV friendly, some of these pullouts. You know, I tried to go into the one to see Makway Rocks, and we're just too big. And I mean, even though our trailer is only 23 feet long, we're just too big for this kind of thing. So I want to camper van at some point to take this type of trip, you know. What else did we do? Big Sur, we just drove through that area. And then there's a couple of famous bridges like Bixby Creek Bridge, which is such a beautiful viewpoint there from the Bixby Bridge. And there's even another vista point, but it's up this road that it was kind of not RV friendly again, kind of rough and very narrow, and lots of people parked everywhere because guess what? It's a beautiful area. It's also a very popular area. So it was crowded. It was crowded for the most part. Now, on that trip that we took back in the day before we had an RV that we rented, that Mercury Marquis that I called the California Cruiser, everybody scolded me for not visiting Santa Cruz. I mean, I think half of the comments on that video are, I can't believe you skipped Santa Cruz. So on that particular trip, we did a little bit of Monterey. We did the Monterey Bay Aquarium because that's actually on Star Trek IV, The Voyage Home. That's the Cetacean Institute of Sausalito. Now, they filmed it there. And there's no Cetacean Institute in Sausalito or anything like that. We stopped by Carmel by the Sea, you know, just a quick trip. That was a very, very rushed trip, even more so than this one. We decided, you know, I was going to, my original plan, since the weather is perfect boondocking weather on this whole road, the plan was to boondock here and there. And there's plenty of pullouts where you could potentially boondock safely. But they all say, no overnight parking, $200 fine. So I'm like, I think the KOA is cheaper than $200. So we stayed at the KOA at Santa Cruz. Not much cheaper, but it is. And we had 2 hours. So we decided to go into town. We went to the wharf, which is basically this long pier that goes into the ocean. You can actually drive on it. It has plenty of parking. And we ate at this restaurant called The Dolphin, which was pretty good. We had another clam chowder. With fish, I had the grouper. Ili had a swordfish. It was good. Then they had, it was good. And then, as the sun was setting, there's this walk that you can do on West Cliff Drive, and we just drove it because we ran out of time. But it was a beautiful evening, and now we know it's here. And now we know we want to come back to Santa Cruz. It's a hidden gem in California. They also have this boardwalk, which is very famous because it even has two historic rides, like roller coasters. And I think, if memory serves, from what I read, it's the only boardwalk of this kind left on the West Coast. On the East Coast, you know, you have Ocean Beach, Maryland. You have, you know, the Wildwoods, all that. But here on the West Coast, it's something very unique and very historic. It was closed by the time we arrived there. I think it only opens like on Thursday through Monday or something like that. So, but we'll be back. We'll be back and see all that on a future trip. I mean, this whole California coastline deserves at least a couple of weeks, I would say. If you want to, like, do a couple of hikes, you know, spend 2 or 3 days in each section. What else did we do? Well, we stayed at Santa Cruz there, and which brings us to today, actually. The time flies when you're having fun, let me tell you. Today we came and we are in Petaluma, California. This is the same place that we did a meetup 3 years ago in 2019 when I passed by this area. But I'm sorry, this time around, I thought about it. I thought about planning like an impromptu meetup this Thursday or Friday. But it's just one of those things. It's a technical stop, if you will. I have to do the main reason we're stopping here, actually, we were not going to stop here. We were going to boondock our way north because there are more boondocking opportunities as we go farther north. But I need to do an oil change on the on Starship, the Silverado, and where we're going next, the next appointment available was 3 weeks from now, so I can't do it. And so tomorrow I'm taking the Starship for its first oil change, and we just need to get some work done, you know, finish this weekend's video. It needs to work as well, and then we continue the journey north, and eventually we'll rejoin the path of Lewis and Clark. But let me tell you, if you can do it, at least, and we're gonna continue up the coast. So the next episode of the podcast, I'm gonna tell you about the other half, which I've done a couple of parts. I've done parts of it already, but we might go a little in depth in some of the, you know, I have new boondocking spots that I wanna check out, and we're gonna do the Redwoods again. I think it's gonna be a lot of fun. Doing that. So, by the way, part of the adventure today was crossing San Francisco. We crossed the city by the bay. We crossed the Golden Gate Bridge, which I'm happy that they only charge you on the way south. On the way north is free. There you go. Tip of the day. And that's it. That's it for our traveling adventures this week. Now, let me listen to some of your voicemail, and off we go.
Hello, Robert. How you doing? This is Adolfo here from Marco Island, Florida. Okay, we watch your shows and we enjoy them so much. Matter of fact, we're watching one right now, and we're in the process of getting a Class B. Okay, we'd love to travel with you someday. Go on a trip somewhere. Enjoy it. And so, call me when you get a moment, and we'll talk. And if you're planning on coming this way to Marco Island, stop by to see us. We'll be happy to talk with you and plan a day of fun. Thank you. Thank you. My name is Adolfo Ferro, and we would like to meet you and have fun with you guys. Thank you.
Hey, thank you, Adolfo. Thank you for your message, and congratulations on that Class B. And hopefully our paths will cross one of these days in Florida or elsewhere.
Robert, it's Dylan here from the Rare Colorado area in Pickering. And I have a few questions today. My first question is, when will you at some point visit London? In the UK, Yes, and my second question is, if you do visit Madrid, are you planning to check out Italy? Yes, and my final question is, if there were to be another Minikini Lounge time, are you planning to stay closer by the Chain Smokers? Yes. And today is Thursday, September 1st, 2022. And by the time you hear this, it will be tomorrow, September 2nd, 2022. So, see you guys at the live stream on Friday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Mountain, 5 p.m. Central. So, hope everyone has a wonderful day and talk to you guys soon. Bye!
Hey, Dylan, thank you so much for your message. And I don't know exactly what I'm going to do. I have to plan that international trip a little better if we are going to do it in spring at some point. But for now, the plan is to finish up this trip. We got about less than a month to go, I would say. And we're gonna do a little bit of this Oregon Coast thing with Sun Outdoors. We're going to finish Lewis and Clark, and then we're going back to Indiana to the open house, and then back home. And I don't think we're going to do much major traveling until 2023. So we're going to do 3 months staying put, and during those 3 months, I'm sure I'm going to do a couple of Minitini lounges here and there because, why not? And so look out for those.
Hello, Robert. I hope you're doing fine. I just wondered when you're going to get down around the Somerset area in Kentucky. Would have to see you when you get here. Plenty of camping areas, plenty of sunshine and fresh air. Stop by and stay high. Bye.
Thank you. Thank you. And definitely have to explore more of the state of Kentucky, and Somerset will be one of those. I have to go back to see my cousins, Maria and Juan, as well. But I'm thinking in the future, like over the next couple of years, maybe I can do a series in each state. And Kentucky is one of those. And that's it for this episode of Living the RV Dream for September 2nd, 2022. As always, thank you so much for listening. And see you on the road, because we are living the RV dream and loving the RV lifestyle, because I'm free in my RV.